I have to say that we're in a very blessed place. The landscape is great, the infrastructure is great, but yes, it's very important. Little details like music, cocktails, people, everything adds up to it, to the great, I must say, hard work that we have, in my opinion. I mean, this hotel has many competitive advantages over others. Most important ones being the fact that we have the biggest standard room in Greece, which is 50 square meters, so it's like the junior suite of other hotels. Obviously, the 169 swimming pools that we have, which is a record in one single resort in Europe. The fact that it's so private and secluded, so only the guests of the hotel can enter in the resort. So that means that guests can really enjoy. And of course, the fact that we have the beach, which is right attached to the resort, so guests do not have to cross streets and go. Plus, the fact that all of our units, rooms, suites and villas, they are actually sea view, so regardless of the orientation in the resort, they all overlook the sea.
Okay, thank you. This is, by the way, we're talking to Panas Almirantes, and we're in the Greek Taverna. So, Panas, that's really interesting. So you say that all of the rooms have sea views?
Yes, indeed, all of them, yes. Actually, the call has a very interesting story. It goes back a bit more than 40 years ago. So there was a German gentleman who was, unfortunately, he caught by bad weather. So he entered the cove to protect his vessel. And he, whilst he was here, he woke up in the morning and he saw the cove. He loved it. And he thought of buying a plot initially in order to build a house. So he started like this, and year by year he was buying and buying and buying, up until he bought 2/3 of the existing cove. But at that time he was almost 70-something years old, and he thought that he was a bit too old to build a hotel, because the initial plan of a house became later a hotel. So at that time, our owner, the Greek owner that owns Dios Cove, was building a hotel in Thessaloniki, Greece's second largest city. So the architect who was building it knew the German gentleman who owned the plot. And he said to him, listen, there's a gentleman who has a plot. He's interested to sell it. It's great for a hotel. Would you be interested? So our owner flew. He saw the place. He fell in love with it, and he bought it, followed by the purchase of the remaining 1/3. And that's how it all started. So in 2010.